This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 19 people, including 9 security force members, have been killed during an attack by suspected extremists in Burkina Faso, the government press agency said Tuesday. The attack Sunday in the center north region also injured a staff member from the aid group Doctors Without Borders and burned down a healthcare center, according to the organization. The attack is the latest in escalating violence linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State across Burkina Faso that's killed thousands and displaced more than 1.4 million people. Frustration is mounting at the government's inability to stem the violence, with protests planned for November 27th to demand President Roch Marc Christian Kabore's resignation. Almost 100 Libyans, including divisive politicians and warlords from the past decade of violence, have registered as presidential candidates for an election that poses the biggest challenge yet to a UN-backed peace initiative. Libya's Electoral Commission said on Tuesday it would take about 2 weeks to finalize the list of eligible candidates after any legal challenges to the 98 people who have registered for the December 24th vote. Arguments over the rules, including who can run, threaten to derail efforts to bring Libyans to accept the legitimacy of the newly unified political leadership. Some of the most prominent candidates may be accused of disqualifying violations, but the Electoral Commission, a technical rather than political body, has said most questions about candidates' eligibility should be resolved by Libyan courts. There will be 2 rounds of voting if no one receives more than 50% of the vote in the first round. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israel claimed on Tuesday Iran is 5 years away from developing a nuclear weapon and said international talks due to restart next week will do nothing to slow it down, adding it reserved the right to act to protect itself. The 2015 accord saw Iran agree to curbs on its nuclear program in return for the lifting of international sanctions, and indirect negotiations to revive the deal are due to resume in Vienna next Monday after a 5-month pause. Israel has long opposed the nuclear deal, but Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's government, in power since June, had previously said it could be open to a new deal with tougher restrictions. Israel, itself widely believed to have nuclear weapons, has long argued the 2015 deal was too weak to prevent Iran from pursuing a bomb. Former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned the deal in 2018, describing it as too soft, and Iran responded by violating some of the deal's restrictions. Current U.S. President Joe Biden's administration aims to revive it. The World Health Organization said Tuesday Europe remains, quote, in the firm grip of COVID, and the death toll on the continent could top 2.2 million this winter if current trends continue. It says some 700,000 could die in the coming months as cases creep up across Europe, prompting some countries to reimpose tough restrictions. The WHO expects, quote, high or extreme stress in intensive care units, or ICUs, in 49 out of 53 countries between now and March 1st, 2022. Cumulative reported deaths are projected to reach over 2.2 million by spring next year, and added up from the current 1.5 million. The organization claims COVID-19 is the leading cause of death across Europe and Central Asia. The rise in Europe is being driven by a combination of the highly contagious Delta variant, insufficient vaccination coverage, and the easing of measures such as mask wearing and physical distancing, it said. Winds brought down the pollution levels in Indian capital New Delhi on Tuesday, marginally improving the air quality. However, the air of the Indian capital is still toxic as the pollution levels hover in poor to very poor categories in different parts of the city. The government on Monday ordered an extension of work from home and shutting of schools and extended the ban on entry of heavy vehicles like trucks to control pollution levels. However, construction work was resumed, citing loss of work to laborers. Air quality deteriorated sharply in the winter months in Delhi, often ranked as the world's most polluted capital. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.